The Gemara, as we saw previously, says that the bracha of hamotzi on bread covers all of the foods eaten during a meal. The Gemara continues that theoretically this would also include wine, except that wine is gerim bracha b'fnei atzmoi, and therefore wine does require a bracha during a bread meal. Presumably the implication of the Gemara is that wine being a drink would not be a reason for it to follow different rules. Rather, drinks apparently would have the same rules as solids, just that wine is unique because it's gerim bracha b'fnei atzmoi, whatever exactly that means.